This is the Lakes 103.5 News Update. I'm Bill Campbell. To keep Mora and the surrounding communities better informed on the coronavirus, or COVID-19, we will be featuring local news at the top of each hour. As many businesses have closed due to the virus, most of the restaurants in and around Mora remain open for drive-through and pickup. We spoke to Carl Godfredson of the Crystal Bar in downtown Mora to see how they are operating during this outbreak.
Well, it made it a heck of a lot tougher, but we are doing curbside service. And so people are calling in and placing an order, and we're cooking everything, getting it ready, and then we deliver it out front of the bar to their cars. And it's been going well.
We also asked Carl about how this has affected his employees.
We typically have a staff of 25 to 30 employees. And as of when the governor shut down the bars and restaurants statewide, we laid off all of our employees except for one cook. So they have all been laid off. They are assuming most of them have filed for unemployment. Once they are laid off, you either have to call them back or they stay on and collect unemployment. So we haven't called any of them back to work for the little bit that we could pay them for the limited amount of hours. They're better off collecting that unemployment check at this point.
That was Carl Godfredson of the Crystal Bar in downtown Mora, who also wanted to offer his thanks.
I would like to thank all the people that have not only been ordering from us, but have been ordering from all the restaurants in town, because we're all kind of in the same boat, and so we're all hopefully getting orders from people and at least able to keep some sort of income coming in, albeit at a greatly reduced amount, but really thanking those customers for thinking about us at this time.
For another aspect of how the virus is affecting Mora, we also talked to Mora's mayor, Alan Cramstead.
We're feeling the pinch in town. I mean, there's businesses that are, I don't know if they're going to survive if this goes for more than 14 days out. And yes, it's getting difficult. I really feel for the owners of the businesses that have had to shut down because of this coronavirus.
In statewide news, Governor Tim Walz has quarantined himself after a member of his security detail tested positive for COVID-19. In another area of the Minnesota government, Senator Amy Klobuchar announced on Monday that her husband had tested positive for the coronavirus. She has not been in contact with him as they have been in different parts of the country over the past 2 weeks. In other Mora news, the Food Service Department will be making meals available for all school-aged children at both the high school and the elementary. Meal distribution routes are being established for the upcoming weeks. Mora Public Schools will also be providing free daycare on regularly scheduled school days, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., for children ages 5 through 12. Mora Area Chamber has postponed its 2020 murder mystery event scheduled for March 28th, and rescheduled it for September 26th of this year. At Mora's Lakes 103.5, we will continue our updates on the coronavirus and how it's affecting the city of Mora. You can also get updates on our website at www.lakes103.org. I'm Bill Campbell.